Yeah, it's been very late. The corn meal and water. Were you south well, before I am, I had the one visit. And I had a real crew, you got my one visit in there.
What?
I don't know how I'm going to feel. If you can put coffee grounds in there.
Huh.
And dish water.
Yeah.
I used to where people wash the dishes in the pan. And you put that in there and it's all kinds of stuff out there. And then when you go out there to dig, most people have I don't know what it's called, but it's a little lake kind of thing. It's got three ponds, you know, a little bit wide in my fingers. It's got a short handle, you know, where you down it like that.
Oh.
You know, turn the stuff over to get these worms, well then you kind of straighten that back out, you know, and then dig over somewhere else. I think it's in the hand down there.
Well,
I don't know that. Or if they don't have one of those special little race things, they could take a stick out here. Or an old pitchfork, no, not a pitchfork, a hay bale.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Just anything you can just turn that stuff over with.
Yes.
That bit. I don't fish, so I don't fish. I have to mind it, though, and I need to get out and dig it, aren't you?
Yeah, it takes a long time, though, wouldn't it?
Well, just according to where you dig, because there's some land out here now that has plenty of worms in it. And then you might go over 10 or 15 foot and dig it half a bed and couldn't find it, huh? It's just that way.
Huh.
But in an old field, it's a good place to find worms.
You
know, like an old home place where it had field, you know, field out there, and maybe the house is gone, we don't know about it either anymore, like that. There's no open field, it's just kind
of. That's
it. I remember that.
Yeah, right.
At least I'll see one.
Come back to Atlanta and start my work there. Let's see, what do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in
the summertime? Well, we always call them
lightning birds.
I don't know what
they're
talking
about. Oh, that's what most people call them, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you call an insect with a long body and a long thin body and big eyes and filmy wings? They're all over me.
Well,
butterfly, moth. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. I mean, it has a long, skinny body and filmy wings.
You see that out?
Yeah, so think about that. What do you call an insect that builds a nest
out of mud? A wasp?
Yeah, and there's another one too. It looks kind of like a wasp. Some people say this one doesn't spin. Some people say it does, though. I don't know. You can make a nest out of dirt.
Dirt bites. Dirt bites.
Were they?
Dirt bite or stain or something.
Huh. Good to know, I guess. What do you call nets that ripen underground?
What?
That get ripe underground. Do they grow peanuts or peanuts around here?
Yes, some people do.